Hurricane Gold by Charlie Hickson. Read by Nathaniel Parker.
Chapter 1. House Rules. There were 13 men around the table. By the end of the day, one of them would be dead. Two huge fans in the ceiling turned slowly, stirring the hot, damp air. No breeze came in through the row of open windows that looked out towards the bright blue waters of the Caribbean. A big storm was coming, and there was a tense atmosphere. It was the sort of day that gave you a headache. The men looked like they would all much rather have been somewhere else. A few of them were used to the heat, but most were sweating and uncomfortable. They tugged at their collars, fanned their faces, and pulled sticky shirts away from damp skin. The man at the head of the table, though, seemed cool and relaxed. He sat perfectly still, staring at the others in silence, a glass of chilled Fino sherry standing untouched at his elbow. He was well-dressed in the style of a Mexican aristocrat, with an embroidered velvet suit and a frilly cream cravat at his throat, held in place with a pearl stud. He had a flat nose in the middle of a dark brown face that had the appearance of being carved out of old hard wood. His thick mop of hair was pure white, as was his neat little Van Dyke beard. He might have been 40, or he might have been 80. It was impossible to tell. His eyes looked like they had lived 1,000 years and seen all there was to see. At last he spoke, in English, with a strong Mexican accent.
"Gentlemen," he said, "we have a problem."
"What sort of a problem, El Hurricane?" asked a lean, handsome man with a mouth that was permanently set in a mocking smile. He was Robert King, a grifter from Chicago who had married a wealthy widow, heiress to a diamond fortune, and pushed her from her yacht in the middle of the Atlantic.